For little Sharina. My grandmother's Tupperware was so old, it'll never get clean. Half melted, 70s Agent Orange. The plastic bellies still carry a bouquet of hot sauce and chitlins. Secret. My grandmother used to keep her money in the freezer. She'd spread 20s like an arc of tarot, and we'd count, cross-stacking the dollars. Every time we got to 1,000, we'd band it, and she'd hum Mahalia, Trouble of the World, sun spilling across the kitchen cabinets, where I'd dig around on my knees until I'd excavated the oldest Tupperware. No one would ever open forgotten chitlin boxes in the freezer, right? She'd grin, satisfied. When each bundle of 20s was sealed into its orange tomb, she called them oranges. Reenie, Reenie, put the oranges up. And I'd Tetris the Tupperware between Granddad's butter pecan and the freezer-burned salmon croquettes, tuck them too deep, and they look suspicious. Best to bury secrets in plain sight. Reenie, Reenie, you'll learn that everybody doesn't need to know your everything. One day you'll be grinning up at your husband saying, okay, baby, knowing that you got some oranges. So he can't tell you your own mind. And every third night, my grandmother would hand me a knife and a comb. And she'd crawl onto her knees as if to worship and unroll her wig, peel back the tattered, dark, and lovely stocking cap, and she'd settle the weight of her head back onto my thigh. And first I'd press my fingers into her hair, twisting it into a broken halo, her cheek pressed into the meat of my thigh, so I could start back behind her ear, parting lines like sugarcane at harvest. I'd scratch her scalp with the teeth of my comb until we were little girls together playing in her snow. And this is how you love a black woman. No, my first knife was curved for gutting. Don't you think that girl is too little for that knife? And my grandmother would laugh. When are we ever too little to carve? Kneel at her feet. The bottom are cast ironed. Love makes us surgical with our edges. I learned intimacy, slicing the leathered scars from my grandmother's soles. This is how you love a Filipina. Reach for me and feel my father, who told me that he married my mother because she origamied herself soft for him. And black women are black, too much black, too loud black, bitches brew, and he must have forgot. In that moment, didn't he fail me thrice? Love me like this. Mourn everything too scared to see me whole. Eulogize anything too broken to hold my name. Sit with me in the dark when it snows, and I'll teach you where I keep my comb, my leather, where I've tucked my Mahalia hum and my knife. All these oranges I've hidden in plain sight. Tetra Ritual number 24. Last night I came to a revelation. What you call shattered or flaw, I sanctify. What you hide, I beckon forth with a harmony of hallelujah. In my language, your name is pronounced amen. Electric is gospel. You are a shrine to a gravity conquered. Now, some days your name will be too much energy for this world to hold. But if you knew how many sound waves are in chorus, vibrating in your name, that it is celestial, translated earthly only by the base empathy of your heart, then you would know how iridescent you are. Ritual. Tonight, find a mirror. Look at yourself in your own eyes as deeply as you dare, and complete this visual prayer with your name. say it 3 times, and then say amen, amen, amen. How does it feel to be cause and effect? How does it feel to be the high note, the tetra? How an Afro-Filipina defines her own name for Donna Kate Russian. Bridge. This is a noun. Have you any idea the lung capacity necessary to inhale enough sky to hold our combined gravity? Hold is a verb. When a woman defines her own name, they'll whip her till she froths a spill of mangled doves, cocked crooked, blood-thick comets anointing the hissing sky. See her swing low. That's a verb. Got so bad she barred the door and dressed herself in preparation to meet God. See, spider queen spitting webs from breath. See, no one breeds a black girl, a Filipina, to kink silk for herself. See, devotion. See, double back. 2. Swing low. Re-Harriet everybody delivered across your braided spine, your bayonet, an invitation. Double back, Harriet. That's a verb, as in Tubman, means to uncage a mangled bird and sing her name until she levitates, until she knows her way home. Home as in Nieves, Fernandez. That's a verb, to go into your deepest jungle and find that which is most sacred and steal it back to Nieves. Verb. Harriet, how many have you plucked? Stixed, milked and honeyed, haze velveting your voice, cooing, what's higher than north, until our brown is lifted, holy, till it says amen, into a remolded, mm-hmm, not of the Latin hymn, but, mm-hmm, and that's a verb, as in Mahalia, as in the hum we make as we slow dangle into the promised land, noun. See, we don't put our hands up until we know what we're reaching for. See, follow? See, why is Sandra laying down in her mugshot? See, this is Detroit, and Detroit is midnight, the last stop before freedom. Doesn't Woodward O. Vincent a truer freedom song? See, the upper room hemorrhaging. See, Corin. See, Sandra. See, Ayana. 2. After you've seen all this, can you suck in enough nirvana to choke the bolt thrust back into your barrel? See, if all bridges matter, why you keep crossing me? Me, verb, see, bridge, see, be a good girl and fork your tongue round Papa's good word. See, noun, go back, see, bridge. Refracted through prisms that redistribute my name code switch, my name tunnel, my name butterfly, see daughter, see ruin, see decayed, see echo, see noun, echo, mimic, see mirror, see mama engineered me to reach the other side, echo, verb, mama unlocked her vertebrae to bridge her spine from Bellette to Detroit. Mistake her for cobblestone. It's because you're too focused on her left hand raised sacral. Raised sacral? Yes, raised in surrender to see her holy hand winding up her skirt. She caught bullets between her lips. Caught that amen in her carbon sky, in her call and response. I said she seized lead to deliver remolded hallelujahs, and she looked at me and said, Lord, remember the sweat. Sweat, noun, 1. Water is always in service of calling forth truth. See, to mold holy water, we dab hallelujahs into our cupped hands till God comes. Call this conjure. Call this pulling the spirit right up the reservoir. 2. Sweat. Oh, no. To bless the river, they whispered nigger into the river 7 times and called this a flint anointing. See, they tried to teach our tongues to be too curdled to defy the current. See, to undo the call over your tongue, simply speak your name in the voice of who loves you the most. And I call this cottonmouth. See them dance to their own haunt, see banshees squirrel disastrously, twisting under the danger of your name, see these spirits that they are moaning in the key of lead. Lead, verb, sis. Begin like this. It is safe. Cross. Knowing it ain't never been safe. See, double back. Begin again. It is safe. Cross. Remembering that you were a bolt thrust. Remembering you were a bullet hissing, velvet web hazed over your tongue. Cross. Remember, lead's beguiled by the danger of its own whistle. Cross. Remembering the only person who can't come clean is the man too scared to own what he whispered into the water. Double back. Two. Begin again. Cross. See, it is safe. See, remember, can't be nothing more potent than the bullet that defies its barrel's trajectory. See, this is the Conjuring. Lord, get you a mirror and haze your name, knowing what you're reaching for. Double back. See mangled, see flintlock, see. Mama named you after the echo of her popping wires. Mama was a double-jointed drawbridge, said get tired of arcing and splitting. Remember, your name is the gospel. See, swing low. See, rite of passage. See, nobody knows how to say your name quite like you. Said, get tired, get you a mirror and call your own name. See, when you look into your own eyes and you say, Lord, sister, when you look into your own eyes and call out your name and you say, Lord, God comes. Promised Land. In my language, my name is pronounced Promised Land. And here we harried each other free. To harriet means to uncage a bird and sing her name until she levitates. So harriet me like this. When the world tries to origami me small, sing my name louder than anything that tried to fold me. Touch the destruction inside of yourself. Get you a mirror and look into your own eyes and see every system that must kindle. Everything that must burn. Get you a mirror and speak the gospel of your name and watch these prisons ignite like sugarcane. Haze your name until you hear the flight pattern whistling under each syllable. Touch the creation inside of you. And let the fire of your name shiver up your body, crackling, popping like fireworks. Yes, let this joy rise into a current. To map rivers, flooding open each cell. Let the joy rise into your thighs and your core. Shiver up your spine. That staccato is a celebration between my great-great-grandmother's palms, my Lola's feet planting tinkling into the dirt. Let that pulse sing in your bones. Hasn't this river always carried you through? Sing your name like the high note, your name mother tongue conjure, your name drinking gourd, your name is a spiritual technology, your name is a braided map, praise dancing us home. This is how I want to be loved. Let this joy rise, let this joy rise, let this joy rise, and call this a Detroit anointing. Call yourself the high note. Call yourself anointed.